WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. It's May. The Orioles are good. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour's out on the road. I'll be bringing it to you. We're at McFall's Oyster Reel this week, next week, State Fair on Friday. We're going to be there Friday, 2 to 5, having the legit State Fair. Very simple crab cake. We have great guests. Bill Weidel from CFG Bank will be our guest next Friday in Catonsville. We also have Pete Carinci, and we have this week, and I want to say this for all my Dundalk friends, a Dundalk High grad who was going to camp with the Tampa Bay Bucks, Ronnie Brown, running back from Shepherd College, and also actually a Sparrows Point grad, so or a Sparrows Point transfer over to Dundalk, better than Patapsco, I'll say. We're doing all that at McFall's, all brought to you by the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and our sponsors, the Maryland Lottery. We're giving away the instant lottery scratch-offs, as well as I'll be wearing the funny Window Nation hat, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 0% financing for 5 years. And I know this guy likes that because he likes to save money. He especially likes it when the government doesn't get the money, but he likes it when business does business with business. That's why he's our guy, Raskin Global. Leonard Raskin joins us now. Man, you and I were on Facebook together completely halfway around the world from each other. I would say that you and I have great abundance in our life, that there I spent go. 10 days in Maui and you spent a week in Lisbon and in Portugal with your family. How are you? Welcome back to America. I didn't have to pull my passport out and I went someplace really exotic.
That's it. You did. And we did as well. We did a whirlwind 10 days. We started off in Columbus. Now, this is kind of crazy because you know how these things go. I don't know. I checked in a little bit on the Maryland, what do they call it, the red and white game. You know, the offense, defense, the scrimmage, sure, for the spring game. And I think
Hawaiian
there was probably,
quarterback, by the way. Just
there
want to
you
point
go.
That out.
There
all
you
right.
go. There was probably family and friends in the stands at Maryland. We cruised out to the Ohio State because the boy is in the band, as we all know. And they played the halftime show, a tribute to country women's music. So the boy was in the formations out on the field.
They play Shania Twain. That's all
they
I
did.
Need to know.
They
all
did
right.
Shania Good. Twain, Dolly Parton. I don't know I don't remember the other two. But anyway,
this is the same band
Reba.
that played Rush at one point, right?
Yeah, absolutely,
right.
Okay, absolutely. Do a different show every game. Shania Twain, Dolly Parton, Reba, and I think Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
So, and it's great. You can look it up on the Athletic Band show page, the halftime show. So we went out there. We took the beast. The dog went with us.
And your son plays the what?
Tenor sax.
I'm just making
tenor
sure we
sax.
Know.
He
all
started
right
on the 10-yard line. You'll see him on
which
the 10-yard
gives him a future
line.
In rock and roll, which I like. You know,
jazz. He's a jazzy. He's a
but
jazzy
he can be
musician.
In a Springsteen band if he needs
He
to be.
Could play. He plays really. He's really good. I'm not biased. He's really good. He's been playing since fourth grade. He's in his third year, junior college. He's really good. Anyway,
well, you gotta
so,
be good to be an Ohio State band,
yeah,
right?
So hey, you know, there you go. So
there it is.
So he's out on the field, and then we left the dog with him for the week and flew to Lisbon, went to Portugal, had a ball. People are nice as could be, bend over backwards to be nice.
Obrigado.
Had a ball, ate great food, drank good port, toured the city, did a 12-mile bike ride while we were there. And they build this bike ride as all downhill. So I love downhill. I'm good at downhill. but it wasn't all downhill. About half was downhill, half was flat to slide up. It was okay. It was great. Had a ball riding a bike around the coast on the ocean. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Did
so
you
we
eat
spent
some
a few
pastéis
days.
De nada? Did you take
Absolutely,
my advice?
absolutely. All right, good. Come on, we ate everything. We ate like we were going to the chair, my friend. We ate big. So yeah, and we were texting back and forth. You were in Hawaii. I was in Lisbon. And Lamar was in Baltimore. And how about Lamar? So all our months of conjecture and conversation and rap about where he was going to go and who he was going to play for and what he was going to get. And I guess it's accurate. Who the heck knows? You know, I guess people that signed the paperwork know. I guess the league ultimately has to know and put it out to the public. For some reason, they all put it out to the public. I don't know if it has to be public, but $260 million to run those legs and 100 and what was it, 86 guaranteed, which I tell you, my friend, doesn't suck. Now,
But here's the, as a fan, you want to see them compete. You want
yes.
Are you convinced they win the Super Bowl now that they've signed Lamar? Are you convinced
This
they win a
year,
championship?
within his 5 years, yeah.
Okay, you're a believer in
Have
Lamar.
to. Well, I'm a believer in what they've put together, and absolutely, I think the kid is strong. I think, you know, you see the rankings of all these people saying where he is in the league as far as quarterbacks go. He'll win one. He's got the right attitude about the game, and I don't think there's any question but he'll win one. They got a great backfield. They've got some studly receivers now. I think the opportunity for Odell to come in, from everything I hear about OBJ, he's flashy and he's got an image. He's put his face out there, so he's made himself a flashy guy in the world. But I understand he's a phenomenal locker room dude for the team.
Well, that's what the
And
Ravens believe, and the Ravens
well, that
believe that.
right. And
And Todd
that
Monken believes that because Todd Monken
that's what
had
I
him in his
mean.
room. Yeah.
Right. And if you get that with the new receivers, the young core, I think he could help that young core come along. And man, could you imagine the Ravens with a passing game?
Been a while.
It's been a while, but if they have a passing game and they got Lamar and JK man, and Mark Andrews, I think they're a bust out offense.
Well, you
And
talk so much about resources. And by the way, Leonard Raskin here, Raskin Global, if you're joining us on AM 1570, talking about money and finance and football and band camp and Portugal and all this stuff. But your biggest issue is managing your resources, right? Like, and the Ravens' resources of a salary cap and what they have now, 20% of the cap. One of the things that really brought the franchise down during the Flacco era was he was making so much money and he was a target for all of that. This is very, very interesting to me that the Ravens gave him the money. They had no choice. There were no suitors. No one. They were bidding against themselves
And they
to
had
some
no other
degree,
quarterbacks to get.
and they had no other. This was need meeting need, and a
And
lot of
they love
money and a
each
lot of
other. They
guaranteed
love
money.
each other. They're hugging. They're holding each
Where was
other.
he in
They're happy.
Cincinnati 10 weeks ago? I keep asking that question. You know, why was he not with the team?
Don't know.
And I don't know that the truth will ever come out now that there's $200
Right.
million
Right.
worth
That's
of
right.
reasons to not have the truth.
And as soon as he wins a championship or near championship, nobody will care.
Nobody
Now,
will
if he,
care if they're 9-1, ever.
that's right. That's right. So it's just now get out there and make it happen. And he's going to show up for the whatever, two-a-days and the OTAs and the other A's and the whatever A's and the film and the workouts. And
Be
look,
all in. Be all
he,
in. All
he,
in.
and I don't even think they put a clause in his contract that he has to watch video.
Well, the reason I was going to ask on resources, though, because draft day, you find out what's really on the mind of the team.
Right,
You know, we could sit here and have all the conjecture. Should they take a corner? Should they take a wide receiver? They're obviously going to get a corner in the aftermarket, whether it's Marcus Peters or whether it's Rocky Sin. But by the time you hear this piece, it may have happened. Part of that is getting Lamar to actually sign the contract,
and
which
now
frees
they
up
know
the
what they
money, right?
have. Now they know what they have. And I was at a conference after I got back from Portugal, day before the day of the draft, the morning that Lamar signed. I was talking to some friends, and people were saying, well, if they give him that kind of money, their cap is all blown up. And I was saying to him, look, these guys learned their lesson. They know how to make this contract, quote unquote, cap friendly. I don't know how to do it. I have no idea how that works. All I know is he will not be the only person that they're able to sign. And my goodness, you know, like you said, they went out in the draft. They got a great receiver, a great receiver. Now, I was, of course, hoping they would get,
Well, he was
Jackson
off the
Smith
board,
and
right?
Jigba. Yeah, he went two picks ahead. Seattle grabbed him two ahead, but they got a phenomenal receiver. And then they did a pretty good job in the rest of the draft and jumped back in for a kid who had a great career before he got hurt. And a year from now, it's going to be like picking up another draft pick. And I also like the statement. I don't know if Eric made it, I don't know who made the statement, but they liked their second round pick this year too,
Well, yeah,
which
and
was pretty good.
the Roquan Smith thing is
Was
another
a
part
pretty good second
of
round
the
pick.
resources
That's
of
right.
them
That's
using big
right.
money on Roquan Smith. But on wide receivers, 15
Yes.
million for OBJ. Obviously, he's a 1 year pony
Yeah,
year, right?
right.
And they still have Bateman coming back. Now
Yep.
they draft. They've used a lot of resources on this wide receiver position, which obviously they have a new coordinator. They've spent $200 million to have a quarterback who can run, but they're now saying he's going to pass.
I think
my
he's going to
question
do
for the
both.
team is, how are they really going to pass 40 to 50 times a game
I don't
to
think
win?
so. I don't think so. Look, you still got JK, you still got Gus Edwards, you still have Lamar. The spirit of the team is going to be run. But the beauty is, I think when you got pass, and I don't know Monken. I mean, I know Georgia had a pretty good offense for a little while. And they had all the tools, and they ran and they threw. And I think when you got these weapons combined, you keep defense off balance. There's nothing better than that. A good balance of run and pass, man. I think they got it. They got receivers. They got running backs. They got tight ends. I'm looking forward to seeing how this offense perks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I am wearing the Raskin Global shirt. You can find out all that Leonard Raskin does in regard to financial advice, some wisdom, and tell everybody exactly what you do other than the American dream that I was living out in Wailea and Kihei a week and a half ago.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, we are America's financial physician. That's our new get.
Okay.
We give you the right prescription for your financial health. We're rebranding that like you rebranded Baltimore Positive.
I like this.
So
all right.
We'll be rolling this out.
Write that down. I got to write that down.
Yeah, second half of this year, we're going to be rolling that out. We're going to be putting a book out July 1. The book's coming out, so we're following you as an author.
Nice.
And the goal is, when we talk to people, it's about making sure that their financial health and house is in order. And we've been doing the right prescription for people's financial health for 36 years. So we're now looking at how we operate, and we're doing this rebrand, and we're, like I said, rolling it out now, soon, today. But the idea is, we are still about the American dream. We are about making America financially healthy and wealthy, and create the American dream for people so they can have what they want in their lives. And we see a lot of people that have a lot of financial pain, and done a lot of research over the years, and had a nice meeting with a PhD professor in behavioral economics and finance. And we talked about this, and he said, you know, there are a lot of studies, we've done a lot of research that show that people with financial wellness live longer, have less disease, are less anxious in their lives. And so you don't have to be wealthy.
For anybody that's had a financial crisis issue and
crushes you
can't
out.
Pay their bills.
It crushes
you out. It's happened
to
me when you think it's never going to happen. The first
that's
40
right.
years of your life, you don't have a problem.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden you take on debt. The economy crashes in 2009, and I look up and say, what the hell happened?
That's
that
right.
happened
and,
to me.
And that's right. And then
and
it's
I remember
not just
how
the
it
financial.
Stirred me that, like,
it's not just the financial. The emotional goes, the physical goes. And so we said, you know what? We're going to be America's financial physician. We are going to take on the charge of making sure that people's health aligns with their wealth, and that people know what they're doing with their money. And I see it too often. People that are ready to retire and they can't, and they get frustrated, they get anxious, they get nervous, they get upset, then they get sick. And it happens over and over again. And it's not that disease comes because of money. That we're not saying that. Just saying that it's worse when you bring these stressors into your body, and you have worse situations when you're not financially well. Now, that doesn't mean well off. You don't have to be rich. You just have to be financially well, and we want to help people be financially well. So what we do is we look at everything you do with your money and make sure you're taking best advantage of each and every strategy that you do that's not in the best interest of the government, as you said earlier, not in the best interest of the financial institutions, but in your best interest. And to relay this back to our sports and our football friends, I found it quite enlightening and interesting how all of the pundits came around to Lamar being his own agent, who were saying he's not going to get a contract, he's not going to sign, he doesn't know what he's doing. Without an agent, he's going to lose this battle.
Well,
and
hang on a second. I'm going to take the
behold.
Side of that. If he was serious about having a bidding war, he did a poor job of that. Now, that being said, Steve must love him, And
That's
John
right.
and Eric must love him so much that they were
That's
willing to
right.
bid against themselves.
Exactly. And he got what he wanted and he signed it himself. And I don't know what agents get, 1%, 2%, 10%.
Well,
I
it
don't
was
know what they
reported
get.
to be $7.8 million to his mother.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is a
Good
great
for
thing.
him. Good. Give it to mom. Look,
$7.8
if
million more than my mother had.
there you go. That's right. That's right. Growing up with my mother, we were so poor we couldn't pay attention.
I've met
So
your mother. Your mother's a
that's right.
wonderful lady.
She's a wonderful lady, but she didn't have $7.8 million. So so good for him, good for us, and good for people that want the American dream and want to be financially healthy and reach out to us, find us, raskinglobal.com, and let us help you get your financial health and wealth in order. That's what we're about. And what we're not about, what we're not about, because this could hurt, is watching grown men cry, watching grown men cry on the ice when you have the best record in the history of the NHL and go out in the first round of the playoffs, flaming choke like the Boston Bruins.
Yeah,
And
I was gonna get around to this because
I
at heart,
imagine their financial health is okay, but their mental health right now, there are 30 guys or however many guys right now who are, I'm sure today, still as sad as they were when they lost, if not worse.
you remember the 86, 87, 88, 89 Caps? Do you remember that?
President's Trophy 2 years
Mike
out in the first
Gartner, Pete
round.
Peters,
Yep.
Scotty Stevens,
All of it.
Dino
All of it.
Cicerelli, you with all
All of it.
that? Gaetan Duchesne.
And they choked out in the
Mike
first and second
Ridley. I
round.
was at Mike Ridley's locker after the Kelly
Ugh.
Rudy, the Bob Mason, the incident back in
Yeah,
'87. So,
dreadful. Dreadful.
it's only been 36 years, and I'm not over it,
Right.
Rask.
Still horrible. And the last look in the last 15 years. The last 15 years, President's Trophy, which is the best record in the NHL for those that are not hockey fans, last 15 years, there hasn't been a Stanley Cup winner out of the best record in the league.
Well, then that just goes to show you what the best record in the league's worth.
Right. It's
It's
worth
worth the same as a
nothing.
9-1 start in the NFL if your quarterback gets hurt before Thanksgiving and can't play.
That's right. That's exactly right. So they're sad in Boston. I'm kind of happy that they're sad in Boston, but man, that team. That team lost 12 games all year. 82 games, they lost 12.
And lost 4 in a week.
They didn't lose 2 in a row all year. I don't believe. And they lost 4 in a week. And they were up 3-1 in the series. It reminds me of the 79 Orioles, just the worst.
Hey,
We
hey,
are
hey, hey, hey. We
family.
don't talk about the 79 Orioles around here. Let's put Blylevins on the show.
Man, I'll tell you, I remember it like it was
Listen, well,
this
this
week. But
is
the Orioles now, boy,
right. I was going to say it's
woo,
the pain of the
woo,
Orioles over 40 years feels
is
like it's coming back to like the point where you and I are going to go to a baseball game
hope,
this summer.
absolutely, we got to. Look, these kids are playing great ball. They are hitting the ball. Their pitchers are playing.
Is there
Defense is
anything you want to
mostly
say about
excellent.
witnessing me meeting Mike Elias? Because you were there for this. Because you literally were
Yeah,
there to
I
witness me meeting Mike Elias. Was
right.
that the beginning of the kumbaya of Aparicio being welcomed back to Camden Yards or
I
no?
hope so. I hope so. There's no reason it shouldn't be. If he has anything to say about it, let's hope he says it. I mean, he seemed like a good guy. He said all the right things. I think the best question somebody asked him, are the Orioles staying in Baltimore?
Oh,
Unequivocally, immediately out of his mouth was yes. No hesitancy, no hedging, no, I don't know, we may sign, I'm not in that. Yes, was right out of his mouth, straight as could be, yes.
when the
And the
lease
other
is
thing,
signed,
yeah, I agree.
I'm
I
happy
agree.
with
But
it.
the other thing I really enjoyed listening to him talk about, they are not a rebuilding team. They intend to win. And what I like the most, when leadership, he looks like a leader. That's the thing. He doesn't waffle. He's certain about his goals. And he stated, fact out, we intend to be in the playoffs. We intend to win a World Series. We intend to win. And when it comes from the top, and I guess he's the top from a baseball operations standpoint, and that trickles down to your manager, to your scouts, to your players. And man, it looks like they got some players on this team that also intend to win. And when you got attitude in the right place, you need skill. You clearly need skill. You can't have attitude and no skill, or else you're just hot air. But he's put them in a position with the rebuild to have skill, to have the right attitude, and this team looks good. Like you said, good enough to go see them live and in person. I fully intend to do that. And I think we can still get tickets day of the game, any good seat.
Think you have plenty of good seats available, including Kansas City the other night from what I saw. Letter Raskin can be found at Raskin Global. I'll just say this on the Elias thing. You invited me out, and I appreciate Doug Strass and the folks at the CEO Club, for having us out. Yeah, I was very impressed by Mike Elias, and I would say that I came home and I said to my wife, I'm like, he was really impressive, and that's good. That's good.
Absolutely.
You know, the one thing I didn't say to him when he acknowledged that he knew who I was and Free the Birds, he knew all about all of that.
Yeah, right.
And I gave him a copy of Purple Rain 1 and 2, and I said, these are the last two championships. I hope it inspires you. You know, one of them was Eric. But the one thing I would say to him that I said to Dan Duquette at one point, who was a little – Dan was just weird. I mean, not
well, I he didn't
just
know.
Was weird. Yeah. I said to him, honestly, the reason you're here is because I bitched, right? Like, all I ever did to them was hold a mirror up and say, be better.
And say,
do better. Do better. Win. You can be better than Sid Thrift. You can be better than than what Peter Angelos has been. By the way, I'm re-releasing the Peter Principles. It's out. It's written. Chapter one went up. I was trying to release some stuff when I was in Hawaii. I had some computer issues. We're going to release Peter Principles because I want people to know how bad it was. And I want people to know that I got thrown out 17 years ago because I demanded that they stop lying. And they just said, well, then get out.
Right. Well, that's their way. But the fact is, this town, you know, I hear people say Baltimore, blah, Baltimore, blah, Baltimore, this, Baltimore, that, and they won't support the team and all this nonsense. Well, I got news for you. You put a consistent winner on that field, and I'm not talking years. I'm talking season. The summer will be good in Baltimore for the Camden Yards Stadium. There will be people in the stands that will not be Red Sox fans, will not be Yankee fans, but will be there to fill that bowl with Oriole fans and Adley
but
Rutschman
there's a lot of work to be
and,
done. And part of that is Mike Elias coming out and meeting executives and being a part of the community. That's great. That's a
exactly
great thing.
Right.
I haven't seen Sashi Brown do that. Let me know when Sashi's coming out.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to talk to Sashi.
I did get an email from the Ravens. This was very weird. About helping them help get people to buy season tickets. It was like a multi-level marketing.
Send it over to me.
Ravens.
I haven't seen that.
It was asking to be like some kind of an ambassador or something, and you get points for having people sign up to buy PSLs.
Oh, if you get me to buy the tickets back that I get thrown out of, you get like a free Lamar jersey.
I get like a toaster, like green stamps. Yeah. How old are we? We got to fill a book.
My
of green
favorite
stamps,
green
baby.
Stance episode is the Brady Bunch episode.
There
right?
you go.
Yeah, absolutely. The Letter Raskin is here. He is all things financial. You can find him at Raskin Global. Before I choke, let me just say that we're going to be at McFall's Iron Horse. We're going to be at the Oyster and Reel. This is the one in Middle River, not the one in Loch Raven. We're going to be eating some oysters as well as some crab cakes down there with Terry Cook. My pal Pete Carinci and Ronnie Brown. Also next Friday, going to be at State Fair in Catonsville, the old homestead. I'm going to have start a new thing. Chicken waffles and crab cake. Waffles and crab cake. We're going to do next week at State Fair, 2 to 5. Bill Wiedell from CFG Bank is going to tell us the magic about how the CFG Bank Arena became the CFG Bank Arena. We also have some other great guests. I'm chasing Marty Conway down and some other folks for next week as well. And Leonard at some point will come out and have a crab cake with me at Pappas because that's his joint and they're our sponsor. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.